Hare Krishna. This morning we're in Nivajadam, and we gave class on such a lovely verse that I just wanted to take the opportunity of speaking from that. This is Mother Devahuti talking to her husband, Karan Mamuni. I'll read the verse. It says, "Not knowing your transcendental situation, I have loved you while remaining attached to the objects of the senses. Nonetheless, let the affinity I have developed for you rid me of all fear." Here she's saying, and I don't have the Sanskrit in front of me, maybe I remember some, but in any case, she's saying that she became attached to Kardama Muni by hearing from Narad, and then, of course, obviously, by being with him, serving him, and then after having performed suitable austerities, then Kardama Muni rewarded her with sort of revitalizing, rejuvenating her body. And because she'd become so emaciated and so on from all the austerities that they were doing together. And so they then traveled throughout the universe in this pleasure palace and enjoying the pleasures of household life. But, and all that time, of course, she just became more and more attached to Kardama, who was both very kind and considerate, at the same time very attractive and obviously very powerful. But she didn't really know his spiritual or transcendental glories or position. And now, somehow, most likely by Kardama's desire, because usually devotees don't become aware of the spiritual stature of an advanced devotee without them allowing that to happen. So now she comes to realize, "Ooh, I understand now actually how great you are." So let that attachment that I have to you as my husband, as the satisfier of my desires, let that attachment also free me from all material desires and from fear. Attachment to Vaishnavas, and of course the whole discussion that we had, although it's such an extensive topic, and you may hear more about it because I'm going to start speaking in the evenings during budget time with devotees of Sanatana Goswami's purport to his own verse on the qualities of Vaishnavas and the benefit, of Sadhu Sangha, which is very long. It's like a 25-page long purport. And, of course, Sadhu Sangha is the essence of spiritual life and spiritual advancement. But this verse is just about that also. It's about the extraordinary benefit to be derived by the service of great souls, by the association of great souls, which is really our path of Bhagavad Bhakti, or Bhagavad Marg, sometimes called Bhava Marg. And how does it work? Well, like prasadam. Sometimes devotees just take prasadam for because they're hungry to satisfy their appetite. But we know that along with that, taking prasadam is a spiritual activity, and it purifies the heart. Now, what to speak of us? Because devotees are generally sort of tuned in to the spiritual benefits of honoring Bhagavat Prasadam. But what about non-devotees? Here in Ubhijadam we have a lot of guests coming to the kitchen. They're not coming here for spiritual purification. They're not even aware of it. But they're attached to eating. But that attachment to eating becomes the source of their spiritual emancipation and the beginning of their spiritual life. That's why Prabhupada puts so much emphasis on prasadam distribution and why he wanted us to even have our restaurants, which proved to be such a great source of inspiring people to take the Krishna consciousness, or at least becoming favorable, because they become purified. So in the same way, Devahuti, she became purified by the association of her husband, who could have just elevated her to perfection. I'm giving that example because this particular verse that I was referring to in that purport of Sanatana Goswami, it's of course connected to Brihad Bhagavatamrita and the history of Gop Kumar. And there Gop Kumar tells his whole story to his disciple. Spiritual name ends up becoming Jana Sharma. But even after hearing Gop Kumar's story, he's sort of, well, not unmoved, he's moved, but not fully realized. So Gop Kumar just puts his hand on his head, and just by that touch, obviously not only the touch, but that's a real blessing, and he's transmitting his spiritual potency. Then Sanatana Goswami says that everything that Gop Kumar experienced by his long, arduous journey throughout the universe, the spiritual world, the spiritual sky, and so on, Jana Sharma got that benefit instantaneously. That's called Kripa Siddhi, when someone attains perfection just by the mercy of a Vaishnav. That wasn't what happened with Devahuti. And it's generally not the path of perfection. The path of perfection is through sadhan. But still, that is the power of Vaishnavas, and Sanatana Goswami shows this example to show how powerful devotees are, that their desire is enough to make others Krishna conscious. And of course we see that. We see that just with even young devotees preaching, distributing books, just their desire to give Krishna consciousness to others is enough to get people to start their spiritual life, and sometimes just to become Krishna conscious. So it works. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that devotees who are on the platform of, well, I can't remember, something goes to this effect, devotees who are on the platform of Nishtha can give other people Shraddha. Those devotees who are one further advance can bring people to the platform of Anartha Nivritti, and devotees who are on a platform of Prema can bring others up to their own level of advancement. In other words, you can only give what you got, or in this case, actually, sometimes somewhat even less. So, but Kardama Muni didn't do what Gop Kumar did, and neither did. In fact, he spoke very little to his wife, but it was actually his son, Lord Kapila, who then gave very, very extensive instructions to his mother. And interestingly, although he could have certainly just blessed her, just like that, to attain perfection, he didn't. But rather, he gave her instructions, taught her how to practice devotional service. This is sort of devotional service mixed with Sankhya, and that's the type of bhakti yoga. And then he also left, and she, by sincerely following the instructions that she received from the Lord, she gradually became perfect and went back to Godhead. So that's the general sadhan siddha, general path of perfection. And Lord Kapila Dev also then later says, Prasanga ajarapasam atmanam prabhu saiva sadhuku loksho loka. That same type of attachment that we have here in the world, we're attached to other people, we're attached to family members, we're attached to acquaintances, we're attached to working. And so when that form of attachment is directed towards the sadhus, especially the advanced sadhus, then it becomes the gate of liberation. It opens the path of liberation. So such are the glories of Vaishnavas, something that Krishna is always eager to hear and chant about the glories of great devotees. And really that's what Srimad Bhagavatam is about. Ultimately it's about devotees, Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And we should therefore need to always be very careful about how to take advantage of the association of devotees, avoid making any mistakes in their association. And Sanatana Goswami says this thing that even Safa, can you give me that box? Even casual association with great devotees, he says, not even talking philosophy or Krishna's pastimes, but just casually conversing about everyday events. Even that is so greatly beneficial and helps one in the path towards Krishna. So that was it for today, and Hare Krishna.